This year could end up being the most profitable year in the stock market, but it's not going to play out the way you think it is. We just analyzed the picks from the most profitable traders on Wall Street, and these are going to shock you.
By the end of this episode, you'll understand which stocks have just entered a multi-year bull market. If you stick around to the end, we'll reveal which stocks should be avoided at all costs.
All right, well, if you haven't noticed lately, the world is in complete uncertainty and embroiled in chaos. But with chaos and uncertainty comes great opportunity. So in this episode, what we're going to do is analyze the top stock picks for very profitable traders on Wall Street. We're going to tell you how smart money is positioning their portfolio, and we're going to make sure that anyone who watches this video until the end knows exactly which stocks are poised to be in a bull market and which stocks we wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole.
Look, if you guys like this sort of content, make sure to like and subscribe for more of it. And let us know in the comments which stocks you are currently purchasing to set yourselves up for a very profitable 2026.
Okay, so what's going on in the world right now? We have conflict in the Middle East. We have Trump talking about aliens. We have the Epstein files. We have Trump threatening to take Greenland. If you're catching my drift, we have complete chaos, right? But there's ways to play the stock market that throughout the year, you will see profit from trades that are actually taking advantage of chaos. So we're going to go through 3, 4, 5 different stock picks, which we are very bullish on and experts are very bullish on, to make sure that we can make the most money possible in 2026.
All right, let's not keep you guys waiting any longer and let's jump right into it. For me, and looking at what the experts are talking about at the moment, is I think we really need to be looking at what are not only safe haven plays, but also tie into the AI boom. I don't think that AI is going to die off anytime soon, especially with OpenClaw, if you guys have heard of what's going on with that. I think we're about to see, like, we're at the very beginning stages of AI. Mm-hmm. So stage one, ChatGPT replace search. Stage two, agents replace digital workers. That's where we're at now. I want to be positioning myself for stage three, which is when robots replace physical labor. So I started to look at the global robot mineral stack, and it's comprised primarily of 20% copper, 18% nickel, 13% lithium, and then goes into graphite, cobalt, aluminum, and steel to make up the remaining percentages. So Tesla alone wants to have 1 million robots in circulation by 2030. That's just one company, 1 million robots. Think of all the different metal components that they are going to require. How are we going to get these metals? If you think they're going to magically jump out of the ground and just enter into these robots on their own, not going to happen. So what I want to be doing is I want to be looking at miners of these specific minerals and metals. Two of them that come to mind are ones that we've spoken about off air and on our X is Canada Nickel and Homeland Nickel. The reasons are quite simple. Indonesia is one of the largest contributors to nickel worldwide. And what are they doing? They're shutting down operations. So that's leaving very few operations out there who are going to be able to meet with the global demand. Mm. Canada Nickel is poised to be the largest operation in the world, sitting with a super tiny market cap. It's something like $400 million compared to its competitors at $150 billion.
Yep.
And there's Homeland Nickel, poised to be the largest nickel operation in the Western world.
Yeah, the nickel narrative makes a lot of sense to me. One, we are in a precious metals bull market. If you look at the price of gold, if you look at the price of silver, it's clear that smart money continues to flow into metals. One, because they're a safe haven, but two, for the reasons you just mentioned. And Homeland Nickel in particular, I really like, because Homeland Nickel, their nickel property is located in America. Now, America, which is where Tesla is home to, they are about to need a ton of domestic minerals. Trump has come out and stated they're going to put like $15, $20 billion towards domestic critical minerals. They can no longer rely on China for minerals due to the trade war and everything that's happening. They can no longer rely on this Indonesian nickel farm. They need their own nickel to power Tesla, to power electric vehicles, to power AI. Enter Homeland Nickel, who they are actually spinning off a portion of their company into a new entity called Patriot Nickel, based in America, will be on American stock markets. The valuation of Homeland Nickel right now is tiny. We're talking like under 100 mil. I see tremendous upside for Home Nickel. I also hold Canada Nickel. I think nickel is one of the most undervalued and overlooked metals at the moment. Then I would look into copper, right?
And the other thing about Homeland too is the type of mining they do.
Right.
It's so easy, right? It's basically surface level mining. It saves businesses and companies hundreds upon hundreds of millions of dollars. Mm. They don't have to drill super deep to get the same quality. It's just like, It's such a simpler extraction process.
Yeah, so it's easier to access, and it's very high-grade nickel.
Yeah. What's the ticker under that?
SHL.V. What is the...
And SRCGF?
SRCGF, yeah, I think so, yeah. So yeah, nickel, we're very bullish on nickel. I think not a lot of people are talking about it, and I think you're going to hear a lot about it in 2026. Copper is the next one. So, I mean, just to be fair, like, I still think gold is going to have an excellent year in 2026. I still think silver is going to have an excellent year in 2026, but I think there's more upside on copper and nickel. For copper, this is a huge AI trade. Copper is arguably the number one thing that AI needs for robots, for data centers, for semiconductors, and there is a massive global deficit in copper supply and also production. Copper mines take 10 plus years to develop. It takes the world a long period of time to start meeting the demand of copper. So copper demand is set to like 10 to 20x due to AI. But it's very, very hard to mine and very hard to refine. So what you're going to see is, I think the price of copper is going to absolutely explode this year, similar to what we saw with gold and nickel last year. Look at the price of gold, look at the price of nickel, look at the price of copper. Copper's lagging significantly. But if you listen to these smart experts we're talking about, these billionaires, these guys that are seeing the trends before they happen, they're all starting to say, look at copper. So if what I'm doing is I'm looking at even a safe play like COPEX, the copper miner ETF, or you can even look at individual copper miners.
Yeah, look, copper is used for, you know, whenever the economy is doing quite well, it's because copper is doing quite well. Like, the price of copper is doing well. It's because it's utilized for absolutely everything. You know, the pipes in the ground, the wiring, you know, it's a cheap form of metal that is required for like absolutely everything. So COPEX, awesome play, largest copper miner ETF by assets, acts like a leverage play on copper demand cycle. So basically, this is the macro robotics demand ETF. So COPEX is a great one to look at.
Yeah, and I think what we're going to see us doing is throughout this year, I think, you know, precious metals are in a massive bull market. What we're going to continue to do is look for undervalued miners in each of the sectors, whether it be undervalued gold miners, silver miners, copper miners, nickel miners. So if you like this kind of content, if you want to find out about undervalued miners, make sure to subscribe, because we're going to do follow-up episodes with smaller cap miners and always find value in those areas.
Yeah, if you have any small cap miners that you're looking at, maybe some junior miners or exploration companies, let us know in the comments. We'll dive into it, and then we'll make some content around it.
For sure. So now we're going to move on to what I believe is going to be a very smart money play starting now and will last almost the whole year, maybe even into next year and beyond, and that's crude oil. Look at this long-term price of crude oil right now. It is ready to break out in a monster way. Now look at the catalyst that could send this spiking. You have the conflict in the Middle East, USA and Iran. No one knows what's going to happen there. No one knows when it's going to end. With Trump at the helm, it could get worse or nothing could come of it, right? But what's important to know is that they have the Strait of Hormuz in Iran, which handles nearly a quarter of the global oil supply going through it. Any sort of disruption, any sort of war in the area, oil prices will spike. And if you look at the chart, you know, you have technical analysis, which says that crude oil is looking to break out from a multi-year bull flag. You have fundamental analysis, which says, look, war in the Middle East could he's breaking out and could last a while. You never know if Iran, China, Russia, this could get worse. Oil prices could be skyrocketing. So as boring as trading crude oil futures sounds, this is where the smart money is placing their bets.
No, I couldn't agree more. Like, the price, you're seeing the price of oil, the gas at the pumps right now skyrocketing, right? And it's just because you got to get energy somehow. And how are most things transported, whether it's ammunition, you know, airliners, you know, anything. Mm-hmm. You need oil to move something from point A to point B.
Yep.
And especially at times of uncertainty, that this is when oil can skyrocket.
Yeah. So my trades here are, I'm holding USO. The ticker is USO, which is US oil, basically ETF, trading crude oil futures. So you can do that. You can do that on Hyperliquid. You can do that on wherever you want to leverage trade. So there's multiple plays here on oil.
Okay. So we've been looking at some miners. You know, we're looking at metals because it's a safe haven, but also ties into the AI thing. We're looking at uncertainty and the price of oil. Another one I like to look at is XLE. It's an energy ETF. Basically, again, from a technical perspective, that is breaking out above highs. It's going into like a clear breakout here. But also the amount of energy that's going to be required for, you know, the data centers, Bitcoin mining, all these different things. There's going to be such a strain on the power grid. I think, you know, look to energy right now. You know, whoever has the energy has the power, and the XLE is a good ETF to be looking at.
Yeah, energy, I think, is another very, it's a type of play that, again, the experts are saying, look at energy right now, whereas everyone's focused on last year's plays. Energy, if you just think about it from a very simple perspective, the amount of energy required to run this AI agent explosion is going to just extrapolate world energy demand. And I think it's a safe play. And again, like what we're going to do in the next episode, if you do subscribe, is look for smaller cap energy companies. So XLE is a good ETF, but if you're looking for the smaller, more risky energy plays, make sure to subscribe for more.
All right, so that's what the expert picks are telling us. And those are the stocks that we're personally looking at. If you guys want to dive into other stocks that you are really interested in, let us know in the comments. We'll do some follow-up content. And then make sure to follow along, because we are going to be doing more high risk plays associated with this industry. So tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only. Thank you.